Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
This is Find Your Daily Calm. I'm Sal Gaston. Today you will hear a portion of a chapter from one of the greatest books ever written, Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning. From one of its many print editions, Beacon Press wrote this about the book. Psychiatrist Viktor Frankl's memoir has riveted generations of readers with its descriptions of life in Nazi death camps and its lessons for spiritual survival. Based on his own experience and the stories of his patients, Frankl argues that we cannot avoid suffering, but we can choose how to cope with it, find meaning in it, and move forward. At the heart of his theory, known as logotherapy, is a conviction that the primary human drive is not pleasure, but the pursuit of what we find meaningful. Man's Search for Meaning has become one of the most influential books in America. It continues to inspire us all to find significance in the very act of living. Born in Vienna in 1905, Viktor Frankl published more than 30 books on theoretical and clinical psychology and gained international renown. He died in 1997. Before you enjoy this segment, here are a few words from one of our partners. With tired steps, we prisoners dragged ourselves to the camp gates. Timidly, we looked around and glanced at each other, questioningly. Then we ventured a few steps out of camp. This time, no orders were shouted at us, nor was there any need to duck quickly to avoid a blow or a kick. Oh no. This time the guards offered us cigarettes. We hardly recognized them at first. They had hurriedly changed into civilian clothes. We walked away slowly along the road leading from the camp. Soon, our legs hurt and threatened to buckle. But we limped on. We wanted to see the camp's surroundings for the first time with the eyes of free men. Freedom, we repeated to ourselves, and yet we could not grasp it. We had said this word so often during all the years we dreamed about it that it had lost its meaning. Its reality did not penetrate into our consciousness. We could not grasp the fact that freedom was ours. We came to meadows full of flowers. We saw and realized that they were there. But we had no feelings about them. The first spark of joy came when we saw a rooster with a tail of multicolored feathers. But it remained only a spark. We did not yet belong to this world. In the evening, when we all met again in our hut, one said secretly to the other, "Tell me, were you pleased today?" And the other replied, feeling ashamed as he did not know that we all felt similarly, "Truthfully, no," he said. We had literally lost the ability to feel pleased and had to relearn it slowly. One day, a few days after the liberation, I walked through the country past flowering meadows for miles and miles toward the market town near the camp. Larks rose to the sky and I could hear their joyous song. There was no one to be seen for miles around. There was nothing but the wide earth and sky, and the lark's jubilation, and the freedom of space. I stopped, looked around, and up to the sky, and then I went down on my knees. At that moment, there was very little I knew of myself or of the world. I had but one sentence in mind, always the same. I called to the Lord from my narrow prison, and He answered me in the freedom of space. How long I knelt there and repeated this sentence, memory can no longer recall. But I know that on that day, in that hour, my new life started. Step for step, I progressed until I again became a human being. Those few lines are one of my favorites in Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning. I hope you enjoyed this reading. If you and your friends enjoy Find Your Daily Calm, please let us know by leaving us a message on our Facebook page, Find Your Daily Calm. Do let us know how we can best help you find your daily calm. May you be calm, may you be at ease, and may peace be upon you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.